location. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and how are you doing today? Well, for some of you, you may be familiar with those words that were spoken by that individual, and his name was Larry Gratwall, and he was actually an undercover agent who had infiltrated the Weather Underground. And for those of you who remember what the Weather Underground was, that was actually an organization started by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and the Students for a Democratic Society, you know, all those little leftists, those little commies who were wandering around in the 60s and 70s. And he actually went undercover. And that clip is from a documentary that was made in 1982, which was entitled No Place to Hide. And he was talking about when he was undercover, what it was that they said they'd end up doing with people, you know, the counter-revolutionaries, which of course would be those people who disagreed with what it was that they were doing. So I guess, who is it that disagrees with a communist ideology, a fascist ideology? Well, I guess it would be the people in this country who believe in freedom and liberty, right? And the people who believe in true capitalism, not this fascist stuff we've got going on, but not this crony capitalism, not these public-private partnerships, which are really fascism. Well, people who believe in true free market capitalist principles, well, those people would be the ones that they would have to eliminate, because we wouldn't be able to be re-educated. So that's kind of a familiar pattern with despots who dictators who rise to power. These dictatorial individuals. Well, they seem to want to eliminate anybody who speaks out against them because, of course, you're not towing the party line, right? So, you know, it's rather telling because these people claim that they have a market on morality and that they are the ones who are the true believers in freedom and liberty and humanity. And in reality, that's not the case. It's never been the case. But I really am a true believer in freedom and liberty. And I believe my guest that's going to join me in a couple of minutes after the first break is as well. And many of you may recognize her name. She was actually a host for a period of time here on RBN. Her name is Janet Claire Phelan. And she's an investigative journalist whose articles have appeared in the L.A. Times, the San Bernardino County Sentinel, Sovereign Mind Magazine, the Santa Monica Daily Press, Long Beach Press Telegram, and other regional and national publications. Janet specializes in issues pertaining to legal corruption and addresses the heated subject of adult conservatorship, revealing shocking information about the relationship between the courts and shady financial consultants. She also covers issues related to international bioweapons treaties. Her poetry has been published in Gambit, Libera, Apple Zeba Review, and other magazines. Her first book, The Hitler Poems, was published in 2005. She currently resides abroad, and you can find her articles and poetry at janetphelan.com, and I will link to her website on my website as well. And Janet's going to join me after the first break, and we're going to kind of discuss this whole ideology and what she's been focusing on lately. And we're going to talk about Project BioShield and the Chemical Biological Response Team that just happened to be around Wall Street when those protesters who were there protesting utilizing their First Amendment right to free speech. Well, when they were there, this Chemical Biological Response Team just happened to be in the neighborhood, you know? Isn't that a funny thing? They just happened to be there. Anyway, we're going to talk about that and a few other topics when we come back from break. Janet Phelan will be joining me. Her website is Janet Phelan, PHELAN.com. So this should be an interesting conversation today. Listen, everybody. I don't hear the cue music, but I'm getting the count that we're going to break. So we will be right back in about 2 minutes, so don't go away.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the contact number, or the call number, rather, is telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you would like to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website, so feel free to do so. Lots of people like to contact me and give me their opinion, so you're welcome to do so. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening all around the country and on our latest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM Dallas and Fort Worth. Hey, everybody in Texas, how you doing? Listen, you can find American Freedom, or American Freedom, geez, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm looking at the wrong piece of paper. Isn't that terrible? You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. So for those of you who are into Facebook, and I'm on there as well, you can find us on Republic Broadcasting Network is the Facebook page. And listen, for those of you who would like to advertise your business or service on this network, then I suggest you get in contact with us. And the phone number for RBN is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. The address for those of you into supporting the U.S. Postal Service is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So listen, everybody, call in 800-313-9443. And my guest this morning that I want to welcome to the show is Janet Claire Phelan. And how you doing, Janet? Do we have the bugs worked out in our audio system here so everybody's going to be able to hear what you have to say?
Well, I certainly hope so. It's been a challenge recently. The audio has presented a bit of a challenge, but I think we're good today. I'm very happy to come on your show. What we're going to be talking about today are those real weapons of mass destruction. Bush was saying they were over in Iraq and he was going to find them. Of course, he never did. He should have looked in the mirror because apparently those weapons of mass destruction are being developed and stockpiled in violation of international law here in the U.S. So this is an issue that I would say should raise the alarm of anyone in who believes that the United States is a free country, because these weapons appear possibly to be pointed at us.
Well, I'm looking at your article that's actually on a website entitled activistpost.com, and it says that the CDC has declined to confirm or deny allegations that the U.S. government is stockpiling biological or chemical weapons at the Sierra Army Depot, which is a base in Northern California. When did you contact them, Janet?
I contacted the CDC a couple of months ago, and I had a rather lengthy interview with two of their people, Lori Bain, who is a director in the Select Agent Toxin Program, and also the press officer, Von Roebuck. And that conversation was, I would say, a very tense interview. I caught the CDC in putting out quite a bit of false information, and I called them on it. And it was at the very end of the conversation, after I had determined that they were giving out disinformation about the number and types of bio research labs doing either offensive or defensive work. They couldn't really clarify that too well either. At the very end of the interview, I hit them with my slam dunk question, because I do have sources who I believe have quite a bit of credibility who are maintaining that those weapons may very well be stockpiled at Sierra Army Depot, Northern California, and other places. And when I asked that question, they terminated the interview. So just to get them on the record, you know, I sent them an email asking again, no response. We have a situation that has developed with these weapons of mass destruction. Particularly, we're talking about biological and possibly chemical weapons. After September 11, as you sure you recall, there was this anthrax attack, and a lot of upset, flurry. Some people ended up dead, And at that point, Congress began to authorize an awful lot of money for research into biological weapons. Now, as the official story is that these are, they're doing defensive research, but the indications are that that is not true. So after 9/11, I think the first year it was about $1 billion. We're up to almost $7 billion a year, and that's the official figure that's going for these biological weapons research. I did a little number crunching over the weekend, and it looks like there may be some quite a bit more money going into this research hidden in other programs. One of, I think, the most disturbing things about the latest budget is that there's $105 billion slush fund that is only designated as other, and where does that money go?
Yeah, but what is other?
Right, but there's, yeah. You know, it looks like the CDC's budget is, you know, about neck and neck with the $6.7 billion going into biodefense and what they call biodefense. But, you know, we know that the CDC is mostly involved in that, and there's also monies going through HHS and the National Institute of Health, and there's, of course, the Pentagon budget. So it's going to be difficult to know how much money is going for this. But the issue is not only the amount of money being poured into this, but the lies that are surrounding these projects. And the first level of lies began with the Patriot Act. And in the Patriot Act, the United States of America amended the biological weapons statute. They stuck in this 817, which is the expansion of the biological weapons statute. And they essentially, in 817, the U.S. has violated the International Biological Weapons Treaty, which they signed back in the 1970s. And the violation occurred in a little caveat at the end of 817, wherein, after delineating where all this, you know, the penalties applied to possessing and transporting these weapons of mass destruction and 10 years in prison and so forth, there's a caveat that says the prohibitions contained in this section shall not apply to any duly authorized United States governmental activity. So essentially, they signed off the BWC in that caveat and didn't bother to actually make an announcement about it. And they're trying to keep that under wraps, too. When I found that caveat, I contacted the Department of Justice, and I spoke with the press officer there, and, you know, I emailed him my questions. He wrote me back and said, oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Look at 175B. Well, 175B was the law that 817 amended. So here we got a shell game going on with laws. So I wrote him back. I said, Mr. Boyd, I said, you're citing the wrong law here. Let's look again at 817. And he wrote me back and said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want, I have no more comment for you. Just like go away, little reporter girl. So yeah. I contacted the Inspector General, and I reported Mr. Boyd for giving false information to a member of the press. The letter comes back from the Inspector General. On Inspector General's stationery, it's an unsigned letter. It says, we've received your complaint, and we're not going to investigate it. So,
unsigned too, huh?
Unsigned letter. Oh, all this responsibility and accountability going on in our government.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
The United States of America has given themselves a blank check now to basically develop and stockpile these weapons of mass destruction. And they did it in the 817, which is, you know, a violation of international law. So at that point, I wanted to look a little more at more levels. Are there more indications that there might be, these weapons might be being developed by the U.S.? So when I spoke with the CDC, I particularly wanted information about their, what they call the BSLs, the biosafety labs. There's levels 1 through 4, and the 3s and the 4s are the ones that that deal with the most dangerous germs known to man. Level 4s deal with germs for which there is no known cure. They deal with things like Marburg, Ebola, Argentine hemorrhagic virus. The level 3s deal with terrible bugs, but there might, you know, you might be able to get cured, and those are like anthrax and things like that.
Okay.
So I wanted to know from the CDC, well, how many level threes and fours do you have? Lied.
Well, you didn't honestly expect them to give you an honest answer, did you?
Well, I expected they would give me an answer that would be in the ballpark of what anybody could research and find on the web. And I'm not talking about going to conspiracy sites. I'm talking about going to government sites. They says, oh, we only have six level fours, and that's actually about what we had at 9/11. Well, I found 18, and goodness knows how many other ones they have hidden away, because, Maggie, I found two BSL-4s on military bases. According to the architects who built these labs, I found two very well-respected architectural firms who claimed they built BSL-4s at military bases, one at Dugway, one at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. But according to the CDC, oh, that didn't happen. The CDC also believes they only have one BSL-4 at the CDC. But if you start doing this research, you're going to find that they may have two. They may have more. The reason the CDC, that I contacted the CDC about this, is they are mandated with keeping track of these really dangerous substances, which labs are doing which research, where are these bugs. And if they don't know where the labs are, then who does?
Well, if you remember New York City's political boss back in, what, the 1860s or something, Boss Tweed?
Yeah.
Tammany Hall, and Boss Tweed said the appearance of the law must be maintained. Not that the law must be maintained, just the appearance of the law must be maintained. So you and I both know by this point in this stage of the game that all they're doing is giving the appearance of things. They're not interested in following any of the rules that they have created. It's a con. It's a little shell game going on.
It's a
little hustle.
It's a big con. And you know, what I think is the U.S. government learned from what happened under Stalin and also what happened in Nazi Germany. And what they've done is, what we've done in the U.S., what our government has done, is we've perfected the art of the spin. So believe what I say, and don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, because, you know, what happened under Stalin, what happened under Adolf Hitler, people got kind of upset about that. The whole world got upset. So rather than risk international attention and censure, our government just lies. The worst situation, worse than the level fours, are the number of those level threes, because the CDC, remember, those are the labs that deal with anthrax and so forth. The CDC maintains there's 250 in the U.S. There have been documents surfaced from the Department of Justice that claims there's over 1,350. So, you know, this is becoming like as common as 7-Eleven. You know, I mean, there's one on every corner. Just go in and order your anthrax and you're good to go.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the ideology that permeates the power brokers who rule the game, and like the clip I played in the beginning, I mean, it doesn't matter who's in charge. Their goal is totally absolute power. And who was it said power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely? I mean, that's a fact. And history tells us that. All we need to do is look back to see the future.
Every oppressive regime has always gone ahead and started killing off the opposition.
Yeah.
And we believe in America that we're somehow protected. We have rights. That can't happen to us.
Exactly.
Well, we're on the verge now. I believe that these weapons that they are developing and stockpiling, apparently on military bases, are going to be deployed within the next few years against us.
Well,
and there are indications for this. This is not just conspiratorial hyperbole. There are strong indications, and hopefully in the next section I can get into that.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm going to go to break. I hear the cue music. Listen, everybody, this is Neon. My name is Hank Rod. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Did Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show today, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. You can go there. You can find a link to my guest, Janet Claire Phelan's website, which is JanetPhelan.com. And that will be under the tab entitled Podcast. There's a lot of information on my website. And there is a tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, which I would like you to go to and take a look at and start looking and reading all the different stuff that's up there. I've got links to all kinds of information. So please check them out. You really need to do that. My guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and we're talking about our government and how wonderfully honest they are. They would never do anything to hurt us because this is America.
This is America with a K. And, and you know, we've been fed an awful lot of a spin and lies about what America is about. And I'll tell you, if we don't wake up soon, we'll be drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, I think what we were talking about right at the break was, you know, these weapons of mass destruction, these biological and chemical weapons, possibly being pointed at us. Now, once again, I want to remind the listening audience that the United States of America has already suffered a biological weapons attack. It was the anthrax attacks right after September 11th, and it is common knowledge. It is the assumption of all those who are researching in the FBI who did this, et cetera, that this was anthrax cooked up in a government lab. So in order to...
Surprise, right?
So, of course, the FBI got their man, they said. It was Dr. Bruce Ivins, a researcher at Fort Detrick. Unfortunately, Dr. Ivins allegedly committed suicide before he could have his day in court. We've seen that sort of thing happen over and over again. Let's start with Lee Harvey Oswald. Dr. Ivins, a lot of strange things about his alleged suicide. He allegedly overdosed on Tylenol. There was no Tylenol found, packages or anything found in the house, and he'd apparently been at home for several days prior to the alleged suicide. He was found, in his bathroom or room in bad shape, taken to the hospital. He began to rally. He was pulling through. He was on a list to get a liver transplant, and somebody decided to pull him off life support.
Well, how about General Smedley Butler? I think he kind of had an unusually timed death. So who is it? You've seen examples of people who just shot themselves. They committed suicide by shooting themselves in the head twice just to make sure they were dead. I mean, please.
That was a reporter. I really want to bring that to people's attention. Being a journalist is not necessarily a cushy, safe job. That reporter, Gary Webb.
Not if you're actually telling the truth and actually trying to expose the corruption. No, it isn't. If you're going along with the lie, then, they love you and they give you a slot on the 6 o'clock news.
So here we are. We've had this anthrax attack. We have these level threes and level fours just popping up everywhere. Don't want us to know about that. We do have a report now from somebody with a security clearance who had gone into Sierra Army Depot and had reported that they had dismantled the nukes and they were instead storing and guarding big vats of liquid. Now, the assumption is that those would be biological or chemical weapons. Chemical weapons are on the chopping block, and I spoke with a press officer at Umatilla Army base, or rather military base in the state of Oregon, and he assured me they have those weapons inspectors coming in twice a month. They are destroying the chemical weapons. They are almost all gone. Like, I think 95% of them have been destroyed. Well, interesting thing about biological weapons is that treaty has no, it has no weapons inspectors attached. It has no penalties, no way to enforce the convention. So we have a toothless international treaty. The treaty people get together every 5 years in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm sure they pat themselves on the back, say what a great job they're doing protecting the world from these weapons of mass destruction, while the United States is quietly and efficiently developing weapons that have a level of lethality that make nuclear weapons look like a walk in the park.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much. A little dropper full, a little eyedropper full, not even a thimble, tip of a pin, a head of a pin to take out lots and lots of people. They're very, very potent.
So how would they get these weapons out there without killing everyone? I imagine that a lot of the listening audience has seen some of these movies about, biological weapons releases. They've read The Stand, maybe, by Stephen King, where, 99.7% of the people die. As insane as the eugenicists are, I don't think they want to kill themselves off. I think they want to inherit the earth and get rid of those they deem unfit to live or maybe just too obnoxious in their unsolicited opinions, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they'd have to have some sort of delivery system which would be selective. Otherwise, they risk, of course, killing themselves, killing their family, killing their friends, and that's, I don't think they want to do that. So I have focused a lot of my research on some peculiarities in the water system. Interestingly enough, the United States of America began to reconfigure the water system countrywide at almost exactly the same time that they signed that Biological Weapons Convention, the one that has no penalties, no weapons inspectors, you know, just it's window dressing.
When did they sign that, Janet?
It was 72 or 73. It was in the early 70s. And it was at that time that the work on the water lines began in earnest in the United States. It was under Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger.
Well, he's
so,
all useless eaters anyway.
Well, you know, right back at you, babe. That's what I
said.
Yeah,
exactly, right?
That's what I said to Henry Kissinger. So what they have done, in brief, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of complexities of the system because you can certainly go to my website, read Water as a Weapon, and also read Homeward Bound. There are blueprints attached and other sorts of documentation attached to those stories. So you can find them on indie media sites with the attachments, the photographs, and everything. But what they did is they basically reconfigured the water system throughout the country and put in a double-line system where whatever is in the second line is being withheld by remote control valves.
Hang on, Janet. We're going to go to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and she is an investigative journalist, and her website is janetphelan.com. I will link to her website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there, take a look under the tab entitled Podcasts. I will link to Janet's website. So when we went to break, Janet, we were talking about weapons delivery systems, and you started to talk about how they were reconfiguring our water delivery system here in the United States since the early 70s. So let's start back to there. How's that sound?
Right. What the country did was to start putting in these second lines. Now, there are, you know, one would want to know why there would be second mains running down the street. And there are plausible reasons that there might be, but we've pretty much been able to determine that those reasons aren't valid. So
what kind of reasons were they giving?
The issue is that the first thing they did is they denied it. We don't have double lines. You know, they're not there. And then when I came up with the blueprints, that I'll tell you, I had a heck of a time getting those blueprints. I mean,
where did you get what area did you get blueprints?
I got blueprints out of Los Angeles, out of Spokane, out of Medford, Oregon, and also out of Sandpoint, Idaho. And we've got the double line system everywhere, and we have the government saying that they don't have it. So as soon as I was able to come up with the blueprints, and I did not get them through Public Records Act requests. What I got through Public Records Act requests from government officials were redacted blueprints, where the second line would be removed. So and most of these blueprints were stamped redacted. So I had to develop a back door, and that wasn't too hard. I locate where city crews were working on the streets, and I engage a foreman in a little bit of banter, and gee, you know, can I see the blueprints? And pull out the quick camera and start shooting. And that's how I got the photographs that are attached to Homeward Bound and also to Water's Weapon. Those blueprints are not the same as the ones the government gave me. So they are trying to deny and obscure the existence of the second line. To make this real clear, the way the system is set up, whatever is in the second line, let's say it's not water, let's say it's vodka, okay? Because it is being withheld from the service lines which run into your house by a remote control valve, if that valve is opened, your drinking water will be flooded with vodka. Your drinking water. This is a highly selective system that can target on the basis of address. So,
let me ask you a question. What made you decide to look into this in the first place? What prompted you to suspect that they were putting double lines in water systems here in this
country? Well, I didn't suspect. I was tipped off. I was in the Santa Monica, Los Angeles area at the time, and I was tipped off. And I can't say too much about my source here, but so I had to figure out, well, how could that happen? How could one house get, you know, different water than another house? I think that's impossible. So I thought, So I sat down with a friend who was an engineer, and I said, well, look, how could this happen? And he kind of drew me a little schematic. Well, you know, you'd have to have a second line, and then blah, blah. And then I started looking at blueprints, and that's exactly what we have. And a lot of lies associated with it, too. Now, interestingly enough, one of the biggest liars about this is a fellow named Larry Chertoff. Larry Chertoff is the cousin of the former head of Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff. Although Larry lied to me about that, too. He said, oh, no, we're not cousins. We're not relatives. Actually, another reporter, Christopher Bolin, had already ascertained this by talking to Larry's ex-wife. And she had said, yeah, they're cousins. Well, according to Larry, they're not. Although if you look at their pictures, they really do look like brothers. I mean, the family similarity is enormous. Also, Larry Chertoff's son is Ben Chertoff, who was an editor at Popular Mechanics when they ran that infamous hit series called Debunking Conspiracy Theories About 9/11. Now, what Larry Chertoff does is he's one of the top water guys in the country. He sets up water. He was involved with the EPA in New York City. He went on to do international consulting. He worked for Global Water Intelligencer, which is a magazine. So his resume is absolutely mind-boggling in terms of his involvement with water. And when I spoke with him, and I did get an interview with him, I asked him about these double water lines. He says, oh, we don't have double water lines in the U.S. He says, we're having a hard enough time maintaining the single lines we have. And I said, well, Mr. Chertoff, I got photographs of these blueprints. I said, can I send them to you? He said, oh, yeah, sure. would never take another call from me, would never respond to me again. So, lies, lies, lies. So the way I look at it is Michael Chertoff stuck into the Patriot Act, and he was a primary author of that U.S. Patriot Act. He stuck in there that Section 817, making it, you know, absolutely legal for the United States of America to violate an international biological weapons treaty. And then Larry just helped set up the system.
Well, I think there's a lot more people involved in that whole thing than just those.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't think that they just created that out of thin air.
Oh, I don't think they did either.
Yeah, yeah. This is long and long, had been long-ranged planning taking place here. It was,
and they are definitely
long in coming. Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. So, so you never got a return phone call from him. He's not interested in talking to you about double water delivery systems. So where'd you go from there?
Well, you know, I continued on in trying to get blueprints from as many cities as possible. And I had a real interesting experience in Medford, Oregon. Because in Medford, Oregon, they have a open and transparent government policy, right? We have nothing to hide here in Medford. You walk into their water commission.
Hang on, hang on.
Sure.
And we'll take up Medford when we come back. It's the cue music, everybody. We're going to break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Broden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And if you would like to advertise your service or business on a network that redistributes the truth, and like I always say, we are truth redistributors, redistributing it one word at a time, then please get in contact with Republic. You can call them at 800-724-2719. You can go on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and get in touch with them that way. You can send them a snail mail message, and the address to do that is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, Or, well, there's three choices there, so pick one, just do it. My guest this morning is Janet Claire Phelan, and her website is janetphelan.com. And we're talking about a bunch of different stuff today. So back to what you were saying when we went to break, Janet. I interrupted you, and I apologize for that, but it is what it is. We got to pay the bills, right?
We sure do. Okay, well, I was talking about this open and transparent government policy that they have in Oregon. You know, Oregon likes to call itself God's country, and government there, they don't hide anything from you. You can walk into the Medford Water Commission, and they have the blueprints. They have a little computer, and you can copy off the blueprints, the plats, and it'll show you where all the water lines in are, and they don't even charge you for that. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, it does turn out that those plats and aerial photographs and all of the blueprints that they're providing you through their open and transparent government policy in Medford, Oregon, have already been redacted before they're made available to the public. And I, once again, developed a backdoor. I got the blueprints from a section of town, and I compared it to those plats, and those plats had been redacted. So I had a little meeting. At that point in time, I was writing for the American's Bulletin, which is a newspaper in the Patriot Movement in Medford, Oregon.
Okay.
And I had a little meeting with one of the chief engineers, Eric Johnson, and also the press officer, Laura Hodnett. And I went over with them. You know, well, your blueprints say this, and these are the blueprints that I got. They're stamped by the city. They're real, you know. So, what do you say about the incongruity? And I would say that their response was fairly psychotic. What could they say? They kept saying, well, our blueprints are truthful. Our blueprints are truthful. I said, well, look at these. I mean, what about these? These come from, you know, another section, planning section of the city. I was able to get them, and they controvert your blueprints, and they were saying our blueprints are truthful. So it's like, what do you do? So I then asked them. There were some laws passed after September 11th which make it a federal crime punishable by prison time for a member of government to disclose information about critical infrastructure. This water systems now are critical infrastructure, although apparently not what they offer us on the computers, but the real blueprints apparently are considered critical infrastructure. So at that point, I quoted the line that I quoted the law to Laura Hodnett and Eric Johnson. I said, "Is this what is governing your responses here? Is this why you are saying, you know, your blueprints are truthful, because you might go to prison if you say otherwise?" They stood up, said, "Interview's over," and left the room.
Hang on, everybody. Listen, we're going to break. We'll be right back, so don't go away, everybody. Hang in there.
Gold, ever climbing.